If you're wanting wildcats, crystal blue lakes, forest trails, and a truly wheelchair-friendly experience in one of Germany's national parks, then join me, Debbie North, as I visit the dramatic and spectacular Eifel National Park. Eifel National Park is about 30 kilometres, roughly 18 miles from Arkham, and it's the only national park in North Rhine-Westphalia. It makes the perfect escape for the city folk of nearby Cologne and Aachen. Wow! Simply wow! The landscape of Eifel National Park is dramatic to say the least. I've been promised dense forests and rolling hills and endless hiking trails. But wow, the view already is spectacular and I've only just wheeled out of the car park. We've made our visit to the park on the wettest day we've had so far during our stay in Germany. But believe me, the poor weather doesn't detract from the stunning views that are here in front of me. A large part of the national park comes under the umbrella of Let Nature Be Nature, and it's been left untouched. Here in this area, where nature's been left to its own devices, there are beech trees as far as the eye can see. This park is huge. In 2004, the harvesting of the park's natural resources like timber and crops came to an end. Nowadays, the visitors reap different rewards. The park has a network of hiking trails and cycle paths, bridleways and skiing trails, and it's got a wondrous variety of nature. If you're in the right place, at the right time, you may spot a wild cat or hear the low rutting call of the stags in autumn. As many as 1,800 endangered animals and plant species are now free to thrive in their natural habitat. To escape from the rain, we're going into the visitor centre to look at their display called Dreams of Wildness and promise an interactive exhibition which will take me on a journey of discovery. Tobias explains how they've made this amazing exhibition multisensory.
You see these tactile garden systems, you see the orientation plans, you see the tactile letters here, and we have the numbers for the media guide. We have a media guide in German, English, France, Netherlands. There is German sign language in it, in videos, and we also have an audio description for blind people. And the audio description is not just to tell what's happening here, so with the 30%, it's also, oh, you're in a green room and you hear the birds and you see this and that, and this is audio description. And you can take one at the counter, it's for free.
I've never been in an exhibition that's so multisensory. So much thought and planning has gone into each of these displays. Here, I've got an insect in front of me. It's huge. It's made out of metal, and I can run my hands all over it. I can feel its legs, I can feel its body, its wings, its little antennae. But here at the side is a tiny piece of wood, which shows me the actual size of the mini beast. It's incredible. Over here is Emily, who's listening to a display. It's amazing, isn't it? Emily, can you tell me what you're doing?
So I've had to mainly use my ears with the headphones to kind of like figure out the difference between a human being's hearing and an owl's hearing.
And again, all in Braille.
Yes, absolutely brilliant for visually impaired people.
Everything in this section is interactive. There's even activities to test your sense of smell.
This is where you take one and you shake it and you push and then you have a smell. And then you need to find one of the others that have the same smell. So you have your senses of smelling the flowers.
And how has this made you feel as a display?
It's a nice feeling.
Perfect for someone with visual impairments to be able to experience the sense.
Yes.
And also it's all in Braille.
Yeah, it is. I can see the pictures, but for people who cannot see, they can use the sign language so they can find it. And then when you want to open it, it's easy because there's a small one you can feel and take.
We've just been asked if anyone's afraid of the dark. I'm not sure what's going to be happening in the other room. It looks very, very interesting. I'm in the most amazing interactive display. I'm in a darkened room and all the seasons are happening around me. I can hear the noises of nature. I'm now in a rainstorm in the forest. You can feel the weather. The floor is vibrating. The sun is coming up. I can watch and wait for the animals and the wildlife, spotting a little bird on the treetops there and a tiny little insect that is grovelling around in the wet leaves on the base of the ground on the floor. I'm watching little insects scuttling around in the dead leaves. Now it's changing again. It is a place to just come and listen to nature. This exhibition is spellbinding. Everything possible has been thought about for each of the senses, for sight, sound, touch, smell, and I guess taste is going to come, hopefully in the form of lunch. I'm now back outside. It's stopped raining, and the most amazing cloud formation is hanging over the forest. Speaking of barrier free, Ethel National Park has created this incredible pathway for wheelchairs, the Wild of Egg, the Wild Way. It's 1.5 kilometre. It's a circular trail that passes by an adventure playground that's been made wheelchair accessible. This is where the disabled visitor can experience how the forest is gradually returning to its original natural state. There's information boards here in four languages. It's incredible. There's so much information and so accessible for so many people. I've met up with Tobias, who's going to be telling me a bit more about the outdoors and this wonderful, wonderful park.
You see the so-called care meter in the Eifel National Park. The care meter is the wood, you see, it's so called. And it's the heart, the ecological heart of the national park. Our first aim is to protect beech forests. And over there you see lots of beeches and a completely natural beech forest. Nothing happens over there. That means you just can walk through it, but there are no management, wood management is there done. And the national park, the Eifel National Park, was established in 2004, and our aim is, as I said, to protect beech forest on 75% of the complete area. I think it will be 85% in the end that we protect, and then there are 10 to 20% the so-called management zones. There we do special natural protection projects and not just leave nature be nature.
I really wish I could have more time here at Eifel National Park. I've not got time to go on the boat tour across the lake, which I'm told, you know, is wheelchair accessible. There are volunteer guides who'll take you on a tour of the park, which is a wonderful way to see the park and learn so much about what's going on. And you know, they've even made that with hearing loop and suitable for people with visual impairment. I was fancying one of the horse and carriage rides through the forest, but I bet I'm going to have to come back for that. This national park, Eifel National Park, gets the big thumbs up and the seal of approval from Access Tag. I've had the most wonderful, wonderful experiences.